News Time is 8:29. Still watching emergency triple team traffic, Andy.
Yep. Utah County's got the big problem right now. A crash just before you get to SR-92, actually at the beginning of that exit ramp, has created just a nightmare on the freeway all the way back to Pioneer Crossing. Now, about the only good news is the delays have never extended beyond that exit. So most people coming up through Linden and Pleasant Grove can exit onto Pioneer Crossing and take that out to Redwood Road and actually move fairly quickly up into the Salt Lake Valley, just having to wait at those traffic lights. But if you stay on the main flow, it's going to be at least an extra half hour, Eric Butler.
Got a new crash reported now on the 201 highway. This is for eastbound traffic at 2400 West, and the left lane is being shut off there. And you're seeing plenty of backup from the 215 West Belt almost all the way over to Mangator Highway. For I-15, that's looking pretty good. Just a little bit of slowing at 3300 South. Heather?
We still have a bit of slowing southbound I-15 between Woods Cross and the North Interchange. That is due to a crash that's on the right shoulder, so traffic is starting to improve. And after that, it's just your city streets that have most of the congestion, and that's up through Ogden, Clearfield, and Roy. Make movie night tonight with new DVDs from Siegel Book. Save 15% on The Christmas Project, a hilarious film the family will love. Plus, shop many other new DVDs perfect for your movie night. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.